Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited about having our good buddy David Dossie back on the show. David is an intellectual property attorney. We used to call him patent attorneys. Now there's just so much more to talk about that we call him IP attorneys. He's a partner of Gallagher in the firm Gallagher and Dossie in the great state of Ohio in the great city of Columbus. And he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In full disclosure, he is my IP attorney. David, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you. Always happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. David, you've been you got your finger on the pulse of what's going on out there in the IP landscape, and you've become concerned about the number of filings for small businesses. What do you think?
Right. Well, you know, as consumers of media, we always hear stories about the stifling of innovation by intellectual property.
Right.
And I think it's widely accepted that that's just not true. In fact, there have been a lot of studies pointing to that. But there are a lot of alarming statistics about U.S. small business filings for patent applications, how they've declined in the last 15 years, whereas developing countries seem to have learned a lesson from us in the past and are aggressively pushing patent protection. Mm-hmm. And one of the most alarming statistics is that in the last 15 years, the percentage of patent applications filed in the U.S. by small businesses has dropped 50%.
Hmm.
And, you know, we've always...
In what period of time?
The last 15 years.
Do you think it's because they've been listening to you and me say that that sometimes trade secrets are better than filing a patent? Maybe that's what they what's happening. I mean, what do you think?
I don't think so. And I
okay.
think the other, a lot of people would also say, well, it's just become unaffordable for small businesses. And
yeah.
I think the cost argument is a fallacy because intellectual property protection and specifically patent protection, if anything, has become more affordable and more accessible to small businesses in the last 15 years than ever.
And why? And you mean from a standpoint of what attorneys charge or the filing fees
that,
or what in what basis?
Well, the total overall cost in dealing with attorneys and patent office filing fees, but specifically there are just a lot more attorneys. Before it used to be that
right.
you always had to go to Washington D.C. and
well, it was like
everyone,
you guys had some kind of. I can remember. Listen, I remember talking to patent attorneys 20, 30 years ago, and it was like you guys had some kind of special sauce, that some kind of magic pixie dust that, you know, nobody else had, and you know, it's going to be $25,000 right out of the box. I mean, a generation ago, your industry was kind of a dusty, you know, kind of an industry that nobody knew much about.
Right, and I wish I was practicing back then. Cause,
you do.
things have changed a lot.
You would not like it, David. You're not smug and arrogant.
But I would have liked the standard of living.
I bet. Yeah, I bet. But today there's the mystique's kind of been revealed, hasn't it?
Well, absolutely, and the power of the internet. You know, now patent attorneys are scattered across the United States. You don't have to get someone in New York City or Washington, D.C. And, you know, the field's been leveled with respect to you
right.
can search out and find an attorney on the other side of the country or in Montana or somewhere
right.
remote that has specialization in your type of products or your industry and hire them for a fraction of the cost of what you used to be able to.
20 years ago, there was a pretty good chance in America that there wasn't a patent attorney any closer than 50, 60 miles of you, maybe 100.
Right.
I mean, maybe in a state like Ohio, you know, maybe there was, you know, would be, it'd be like three patent attorneys, you know, almost not quite that bad, but basically there'd be one in Columbus, one in Cincinnati, or it'd be, they would be in Cincinnati and Columbus and maybe Cleveland, but there wouldn't be anybody over in, you know, if you wanted to patent something over, you know, in Blue Ridge, Ohio, you had to go somewhere to get a patent. Now, as you say, you can check in online, can't you?
Well, realistically, you had to have access to the patent office in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the speed of Internet access in the last 15 years, now it's just that's not even a factor. And that's obviously to the benefit of small businesses, that you can go
right
and find someone within 20 miles of yourself.
And you're saying that that's not the case anymore, and that shouldn't be a reason why there are a diminished number of patents, especially by small companies. When we come back, we're going to get David to explain a little bit more about this right after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. David Dossie is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.